We are now tuning in for another Watch for the Hook Wednesday on the Watch for the Hook Business Entrepreneur Podcast. It is Michael with
Tatiana.
Because she was looking at her damn phone.
Child, listen, I'm tired. I'm tired of all this. I'm tired.
Hey, I understand.
It's been an exhausting day.
Hey, girl, you better cut that out.
Well, I haven't. I've been working like since 7 o'clock this morning.
I know. Hey, what'd you say? Life of entrepreneur never cuts off.
I keep going back to that computer.
The computer.
So I am exhausted.
Teddy Parker. All righty, man. Once again, thank y'all for tuning in. Today, we're going to talk about a subject that sometimes pisses people off.
Yeah. When you like not secure with it.
Man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, for business owners, y'all like, what the fuck does math got to deal with
everything? Everything.
She said.
Everything.
Took it out of her mouth.
Yeah.
Listen, at the end of the day, math, and I learned this from another podcast, Mr. Joe Bryant, he said this, and I'm going to give him a shout out because it's so profound to me. It's still been just tearing me up ever since. He said, math is the only thing that doesn't have an opinion.
That's true.
2 + 2 would never question you about the fact if it's ever 4.
No, because if you add 2 + 2 and come up with something other than 4, then the error is on your end.
Math.
I deal with math all day long. That's literally all I do.
Yeah, she deals with data and spreadsheets, man.
All day long.
You, listen, he'll fuck a computer screen up and all them goddamn relevant data. Have your ass dizzy. You already looking crazy.
Or it's just on fucking some commas.
Hey, future ain't got shit on my wife when it comes to pull up them commas. Commas, commas.
I wasn't ready for that.
Commas, commas, commas.
You can tell we're unscripted.
Okay, we full of shit today. It's all right.
I'm with it. I'm with shits and no.
So, like we say, we talking about math. So, y'all might be like, what does math have to do with business? Math is everything about business.
Yeah.
You got to have money to start a business.
That's math.
That's math off top.
Yeah.
Because let's be honest, if your math ain't matching from the get-go, your ass going to be out of business quick.
Listen, 0 times anything is always what?
0.
There you go.
I mean, listen, that is the worst statement to ever have short in your any type of statement is a 0.
Let me log in my bank account.
Anything. 0. Now, listen, if it's some zeros, but if some zeros to come, guess what that means? They don't matter. The zeros after the comma don't matter.
The zeros after the comma don't matter. It's after the decimal.
You call me. See, I was testing her. It's the zeros after the decimal.
We don't care about them.
Listen, significant digits, it's something that you got to pay attention to in math. What you need to know about significance is the motherfucker need to be to the left of that damn decimal.
That's right.
You need as many digits to the left. Like all them ladies listen to Beyonce, to the left. To the left. You want all your goddamn digits to the left of the fucking decimal.
Hey, when they pay for that concert, they did just go to the right, to the right.
Man, listen.
I'm sorry. I'm funny. I'm doing too much.
Math behind people paying for it. I'm not going to be a beehive hater because y'all crucify folks.
I'm not a beehive hater. I'm a beehive unafforderer.
Yeah. The math behind some of these expenditures in life are astounding.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people, like I say, we run business. Business is, because I'm about to keep it a book. Them digits be fucked up sometimes.
Yeah.
They do. And that's just part of being
It is.
It's just like a heartbeat. It's up.
It is. Up, down. Not emotional. Okay.
It's just business.
There's a difference.
It's just up, down. Because that's just how life is.
Yeah, it is.
Up and down.
Roller coaster.
You got 365 days a year. That's math. You got 12 months. That's math.
It is.
Some days is every day is 24 hours.
Yeah.
That's math.
There's no reading in between the lines.
You can't tell me
that
the new day is only 22 hours.
There's no interpretation, right? Mm-hmm. Now, the way you package it and bundle it allows for interpretation. True.
Yes.
But an actual number, there's no interpretation. 2 is 2. It is not to be interpreted as 2.5, which could be rounded up to 3.
All depends who your teacher is.
All depends.
She might round your ass down.
Right. Round down to 2. Right. Right. But 2 is 2.
Exactly.
A date on the calendar is a date on the calendar.
You can't go nowhere unless somebody officially, like, I mean, I don't even know how. Why did
you can't move that date. The only thing you can do is move whatever the hell you had aligned to that date.
And the crazy thing, the date only moves once every 4 years.
Yeah.
Get that math for you.
Right, right.
See that math? Once every 4 years, you get an extra day.
Oh, yeah.
Put up with that bullshit.
Leap year. Yeah.
And, you know, people are intimidated by math.
Yes. Like, if you're insecure, you can be intimidated by math. I work in the world of data analytics, and a lot of people are intimidated by the data, right?
Yeah.
And you know what I say? This is for me, right? Mm-hmm. I don't care about tearing the data up.
Nope.
As long as I save it with a different name.
Mm-hmm.
I keep my original, right?
Yep.
But people like just simple math.
Oh.
I won't even say simple because that might be considered derogatory, right? I'm going to say classic math.
Regular math.
Grade school math. 2 plus 2 equals 4 math.
We ain't even going to give you parentheses or power.
We ain't doing no exponents.
No brackets.
No, we're not doing any of that.
None of that.
We're going to give you addition.
None of that to the fifth power.
No, we're not doing any. What, subscripts, superscripts? We're not doing any of that. That's going into algebra and chemistry.
We're just getting you simple, hard, not
text. 2 plus 2 equals 4.
That's like you said. Why are people intimidated by math? It has no opinion.
It doesn't. It is just what it is.
Exactly. And that is what pisses them off. You cannot argue.
You can't.
With the math.
No, you can't.
But some people could turn around and say it's fake math. Or
no,
fake
that ain't fake math. You know, you just don't know what you're doing.
Yeah. You just don't want to accept that outcome. See, that's the thing about math.
That's true. That's math, true.
Math gives you outcomes, predictions, different ways of thinking. But when you get to that final number,
it is what it is.
Yeah. And if it ain't the number you like, then it's up to you to go figure out where do you fuck up.
Yeah. Or change your path going forward.
Yes. I mean, it's simple.
It's very simple.
I mean, I've taken accounting classes in high school, accounts receivable, accounts payable, that stuff that people use in business, right?
Right.
Still math.
It is very much math.
Man, you subtract.
Yeah.
You try to stay in fucking business.
Yes, you do.
But only try to stay in business.
That's true. Like if you log into your checking account, right? And your checking account says X amount of dollars, that's what you have, right? That's what you have. If your checking account is reading red with a negative, that's what you don't have.
And then you owe somebody.
You ain't Nancy, then you owe somebody. You in debt.
You were debt. You are in debt.
Yeah. But they told you when you logged in and it wasn't negative, you got $200. You went out and you exceeded your $200 limit by $300. So now you are negative $300. So you see what it is?
You had to replace something.
Yeah. Like they told you when you logged in, your surplus.
Yes.
You went.
Excess.
Yeah. You went and you exceeded or you expended all of your excess plus some.
Now you got to make up the difference.
Now you're negative.
That's mad.
Walk it back.
That's mad. Listen. We could tell y'all some of the math we've been dealing with.
Child, it's don't get me started.
Like, just.
That'll be a part 2, 3, 4, 5, and 6.
Like, we could sit there and say on the apparel side, Watch for the Hook has been a great venture for us.
Mm-hmm.
Has it been a financial gain? Oh, no.
Right.
But that's most businesses.
Right.
Most businesses do not clear the red.
Right.
For years.
It's very hard.
When people are like, what's the red? It's just what Ms. Parker just told you. You owe something.
Right.
You went home.
Mm-hmm.
They want you to be, now this is the good time to be in the black. That means you got some surplus.
Right.
See the math? When you negative, you in the red. Mm-hmm. When you positive, like us, you black. For all the business owners, they want to be in the black.
Oh my God.
They want to dibble dabble in the black.
You are crazy.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, that's true.
Being in the red and being the same color for you, you in the negative.
No, you don't want to be in the red. Mm-mm.
But that's just the math behind it.
But I'm trying to understand why, even with math being math, why is there such an intimidation component? Is it that it paints the picture for you? It paints the story of what you have been doing or have not been doing.
So you wasn't that kid in class that got called out. Look, Tommy.
Your ass just don't know.
What's 6 plus 6?
7.
Tommy. That's some bitch shooting and sucker, boy. You heard that shit Tommy said. And ever since then, Tommy hated math.
Tommy hated math. Tommy should have been a boss. It's addition chart.
I mean, that's it. Like, it's actually real facts that a lot of people got intimidated and got upset about
in grade school.
In grade school, and didn't even realize. I can remember moons ago, I was mentoring young kids at old Dalloway Middle School. Shout out to D-Way. I was gonna be D-Way, and I asked this one young guy. I said, "Hey, man, what you wanna be when you grow up?" Sound like old Snoop Dogg album. He said, "Man, I want to be a basketball player." I said, "All right, bet." So I went up to the board in front of his class, and I gave him what I deemed, because I was already graduated college, a simple math problem. I said, "So you want to make millions of dollars? All right. Tell me how much money you finna make. You work 40 hours a week.
Mm-hmm. 40.
Okay. You get paid $22 an hour.
Mm. Let's round it down to just give a safe number. $20.
$20 an hour.
Okay. 40 hours at $20.
I said, so what's your gross pay? He said, what's gross pay?
Mm.
I said, these two numbers, multiply them together. That's what you're supposed to make in a week. Did you know, unfortunately, 80% of that class missed that number?
Yeah.
But this is the whole big point.
What's that number?
800. I knew it, but she heard it. And I'm like, how you want to be making millions when you can't get to 1,000?
Right.
And that's what I was trying to get them to understand. You got to understand math. Math is money.
It is.
Put it on the shirt.
Yeah.
I will put it on the shirt, but nah, I ain't going to say that loud.
Yeah.
Math is money. Money is math. You can switch that shit all the way around.
But at what point in time? And I think you just kind of hit on it. Does it become intimidating?
It's intimidating from the jump. Because
for some people, math does not intimidate me.
Oh, no, because you fool with data your whole life. Like for me, I've loved math since I was a kid. I tell people a lot of times, I opened my first Bozo bank account with a bunch of pennies.
Mm-hmm.
You know what math is? Money.
It is.
It took a bunch of small amounts of monies, mm-hmm. as the kids say, monies.
M-O-N-E-S.
I bagged them together, had them in a little old jack-o'-lantern, heard them up the street. I walked it up myself,
mm-hmm.
and told the people at the age of 12, I like to open me a savings account. Money.
Yeah.
It has made me appreciate and understand the respect for math and money since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Because you have to understand. If I didn't, first of all, the money correctly, I wouldn't have got the money that they said I was deserving of.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You got to count.
Yeah.
That's
you should. Yeah. One penny, two pennies.
Even like Miss Parker, when I married her, her carrots was more than one.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Because I knew she liked multiple carrots.
And I don't want no cheapy carrots.
Yeah, so
I don't even know cheapy carrots.
So you see what I'm saying? So math told me, bro, we got to start out with these two plus.
That's right.
Right. So, I mean,
that's right.
That math equated to how much money this be.
You trying to say? What you trying to say? What you trying to say?
I'm trying to say, hey,
I ruined your bank account.
No, math is money.
You have to do a little addition on that one.
Math is money.
But math is also intimidating.
People get in their feelings when they don't understand.
Taking it personal.
Oh, hurt your heart.
Yeah, don't be offended.
Be ready.
Don't be intimidated.
Oh, don't be sorry. Oh, be careful.
Be careful. Yeah, like don't be timid, right?
Don't shrink in yourself because of your lack of understanding or knowledge.
Right. But what happens when folks, they just playing stupid? Now, there's a point in time when they just playing stupid.
Listen, what they say? You ain't even play in my face now.
Yeah, they just playing stupid.
What they say? You just ain't finna play in my face.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you call a spade a spade. Well, even spades is mad.
It sure is.
My wife,
hey,
cannot play spades.
Hold on.
My wife fools with data all day. You know what game she will not play with me? Dominoes.
Yeah, I can't count it.
Which makes entirely
it
no
doesn't,
sense.
It doesn't, no, dominoes
a person
doesn't
that,
make sense.
A person that deals with math all day can't count by five.
I can't count it.
It's five. We don't count nicks in this house. So you got to start out with 10 to you get to the board.
I can't count it.
10.
It makes no
15,
sense. And then why you got to slap the table? Like, don't be, it's too much noise. Too much wreck.
Listen,
slapping the table.
If somebody fucking with your money, you slap the table too, will you?
Huh? That's slapping the table.
No, that's raising the roof. What the hell? That's slapping the table.
Just saying, it'd be like slapping the table. Anyway.
Yeah, this video is very different.
Yeah.
Sponsored by www.watchcoolnumberfortylook.com. Get y'all summer shit over here. I guess I'm going to say it just like that.
And count it, you know?
Yeah.
Do a little math.
Yeah, do some math with us.
We'll say math shouldn't be intimidating. Now, I cannot determine just how far up somebody's elevator goes, right?
Which still makes no sense. People that don't understand math get in elevators and push a fucking button.
They do. They do, but that don't mean their elevator goes up.
Well.
But let me tell you something. When you decide that math is intimidating to you, you have decided that honestly, it's almost like you decided to show to the world a side of being simple, right?
Doing the tale.
Yeah, like you're just being, don't let something intimidate you to the point where it makes you change your whole persona because you don't understand what's going on, right? Mm-hmm. You're too afraid to ask questions, or now you're just trying to figure out your next lie to cover up, right? Not understanding math. You've been in a room with people and they don't understand something. So they just kind of shuffle and divert and distract.
I got you. So Ms. Parker gave y'all a CTA. Ms. Parker just said was, don't shrink from the math.
Yeah.
Be big and bold and understand.
Face the math. Yeah. Ask math the question.
Ms. Parker saying, show up and show out for that math.
Yeah.
She's saying, get a better understanding of math.
Yes, get a better understanding.
She's saying, grow in that math.
Yes, don't let the math determine your moves, your actions.
She's telling you to get better, get brighter, and tell math to kiss your ass.
That's right. Get brighter. Like, don't let the math make you make the math.
Make that math take his ass. Don't you make the math, make the math make you.
Don't let the math make you. You make the math.
Damn. She said put the math on the pole.
I'm just like, don't let the math or the lack of your understanding of the math turn you into the cowardly lion?
You know something? When I think about that damn Wizard of Oz.
Like, don't do that.
I think nobody even asked the fucking math question the whole time.
They didn't. But that damn lion was shivering me timbers the whole time.
Man, there's a bunch of bricks in that road.
But listen, don't count them. That's math.
Right.
Mm-hmm. But I've seen people personify themselves as less than because of math. A hit dog, right? A defensive mechanism, crouching in the corner, clawing at the wall because your ass don't understand the math. Or the math that's hitting you in the face ain't what you like.
Hey, when the math is mathing your ass, you got to learn how to unmath that math, math around it, and master it. We'll catch y'all next time.